Talking with John Collison, Oklahoma Farm Bureau. John, let's talk a little bit about your leadership conference just concluded. What sort of messaging or what sort of ideas are your members going to be taking to lawmakers this afternoon and over the, you know, the course of the rest of the session?
Yeah, you know, what's the plan? What are we talking about in Oklahoma? What are we going to do with education? What are we going to do with rural health? What are we going to do to improve the lives of rural Oklahoma? That's our mission. That's our calling. What are we going to do? And today we don't see a plan. We don't see a great plan for education. We don't see a great plan for rural health. We don't see a great plan for rural Oklahoma. And so a lot of it, we're going to ask ourselves, what is the plan? We're going to sit down, we're going to begin to talk, and this session we're going to go out there and we're going to do what everybody else is doing. We're going to try to survive and get through this session. But from here on out, we hope to take a voice. What is the plan for rural Oklahoma? You know, seven counties have it pretty much figured out. And we all live and we all work in seven counties. It's those other 70 that we've got to start focusing on and making sure those counties are viable. They have water. They have infrastructure. Their needs are met. And so those are the kind of issues we're going to take across the street and talk to some of the folks.
You know, you ask at least a couple of the lawmakers and officials about, you know, the difference between Oklahoma and Texas, and how do we get to that point?
Correct. What stops at the Red River? I mean, just go down and cross the Red River. What stops? Why does economic development stop at the Red River? McKinney, Texas is coming north out of Dallas. The Dallas Metroplex continues to grow north, but something stops at the Red River all along the border. From over south of Altus to over south of Hugo, what stops at the Red River? That's a question we've got to ask ourselves. Why does economic development stop at the Red River? It's an important question. It's one you can see very easily. And so we did. We talked to the Speaker of the House, Charles McCall, who was our conference, about that. A lot of it is pride issues. A lot of it's selling yourselves. What does Oklahoma need to do to sell itself? These are issues that we've got to figure out because we can no longer afford. When we try to compete with Texas, they have the economic development. We don't. What addresses that? That's a question that rural Oklahoma needs to address. Those counties along the border are rural counties that are represented by Farm Bureau. What does that matter? What is the Red River hindrance? We've got to figure that out.
I guess for the balance of this session, what, budget and education?
You know, budget and taxes, for sure. I mean, it's really going to be about taxes. What are we doing on education? Talk about teacher pay raise, that doesn't solve education's problems. That solves a Band-Aid. But what's for the future? Let's get through this session. We're not going to get anywhere dramatically different during this session. But we need to from here on out. We need to call on leaders. We had Governor Lamb come speak to us. We had Charles McCall. We had Mike Schultz. These are the leaders for the future. We need to make sure that they have a vision and a plan. And those counties, our counties, need to come up with that plan and that vision for these leaders. Let's help them help us. And so that's what we're working on here at Farm Bureau. What's the plan?